This is a reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Why is prayer so important? Why does it matter to a person with faith? It's something we'll be looking at with the help of people from Salisbury Cathedral. Now, the cathedral is our focus for Sunday Breakfast and Soul and Inspiration up to Easter now as part of the BBC's People's Passion Project. And one of the things that really struck me as I spent a lot of time there is the sheer amount of time that the people in that community spend in prayer, from the start of the day to its end, to staff prayers, through to the massive occasions. Now, if you look on our Facebook page this morning, you'll see the picture that I've informally subtitled The Day the Bishop Stopped to Pray. Now, I actually originally called it The Day the Bishop Prayed until he actually told me off and said that made it sound like he didn't pray at any other time. But it's a very poignant moment if you have a chance to look. It's caught on camera on the day of his enthronement last October at Salisbury Cathedral when he kneels to pray. Now, what makes it moving, I think, is that he's absolutely oblivious to all that's going on around him because he is praying, and praying with real concentration. I haven't actually been quite brave enough to ask him what he was praying, and to be honest, he probably wouldn't tell me anyway. But it's a kind of reminder, I suppose, that whatever we do, if we're people of faith, there's a moment when you have to get on your knees and pray like you've never prayed before. It might be a moment of difficulty or tragedy or a moment of thankfulness, or it might be a time when we're almost overwhelmed by the task that faces us. There's an old hymn that says, facing a task unfinished that drives us to our knees. And I suspect there's more than an element of that about the bishop praying on the day of his enthronement. Here are his thoughts on that day and prayer in general.
Yeah, it was a very public occasion, wasn't it? But it was important to me that as I entered the cathedral, the first thing that I did in the company of the diocese to which I had come was to pray. Of course, it's a bit unfortunate you say this is a picture the day the bishop prayed, because every day has to begin with prayer. And I try to frame the day beginning and end with prayer.
People might wonder why that's so important.
Why? Well, what's prayer about? It's about centering yourself on the person that matters most. God, who created us, who made us, in whom we live and move and have our being. And so what you're doing in prayer is to try to create that inner space with God, which will carry you through the day.
And how important is it to have that prayer, not just at the heart of your life, not just at the heart of the cathedral life, but the entire diocese?
Well, I think every priest will remember some words of, there was an Archbishop Michael Ramsay who, when I was young, was Archbishop of Canterbury, and he wrote a book about the Christian priest today in which he talked about the priest as walking close to God with people on your heart. And that's a phrase that sort of entered the Church of England, and lots of clergy would use it as a way of talking about their ministry. Actually, it's a great way of talking about prayer for all of us, that we pray for ourselves, and we pray for each other, and we pray for the wider world. And that's at the heart of the Christian life. So, of course, this is the business of the day.
Do you think sometimes people get a bit hung up about prayer and they think it has to be all formal and it has to be kind of, you know, we have to use a certain form of words, where actually it's just a conversation?
You know, I used to be the vicar of St Martin in the Fields in London, and I had quite a lot of contact with Jews in London. And I loved the way in which Jews taught me that they were encouraged to say 100 blessings every day. At least 100 blessings every day. And if they hadn't said that many blessings in the course of the day, somehow they'd sort of lived life a bit short. And I really like that excessive, God, this is beautiful, you're wonderful, isn't it a great day? Thank God for this, for that. And I think that's a sort of just a gratefulness, living thankfully with God. And that's an effervescent thing, it's not just formal.
Have we forgotten how to pray?
No, I don't think so at all, Heather. I think there's a big discussion, isn't there, about how do you learn to pray? I'm not in the group of people that say, oh, prayer's very difficult. I'm in the group of people that say, do you know, prayer's as simple as breathing. You don't forget to breathe, do you? It's as natural as that. You wake up in the morning, you think, thank God for the new day. And that's the basis on which we live. We live our lives in gratitude to God. And it's as simple as breathing, or eating, or any other of life's functions.
I remember reading a book many years ago called Too Busy Not to Pray, and sometimes I go, quick, have a prayer. But do you notice the difference between the days when you do make time for prayer and talking to God and those you don't?
Sometimes in Lent, Christians put extra time aside to read the scriptures or to pray, and it always looks as though it's going to be really difficult to make that extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long. And at the end of Lent, you look back and you say, why is that so difficult? Right, it's not difficult to make 15 minutes to set aside for this, but you do have to want to do it. And it's sort of, it's good practice. When you've done it, when you've done it for Lent, you might find you want to do it all through the year.
The reading that you did for us from Philippians expresses that. It says, don't be anxious, pray about everything, give thanksgiving. And it just seems so simple put like that, and yet we don't seem to do that very well.
I wonder. I think some Christians do manage to do it. It does seem to me that you can tell a church where the congregation are people who pray. And you know the saints in your church. You know the people who are elders in the community, the people who carry weight. And they're nearly always the people who give time to pray. It's a simple thing, really, just placing yourself consciously in the presence of God. Michael Ramsay, the Archbishop I quoted, I remember him being interviewed, and somebody said, Archbishop, you're the Archbishop of Canterbury, you pray every day, how long do you pray for each day? And he said, about a minute, but it takes me about an hour to achieve that minute. I think we just have to learn the disciplines of this.